I'm Tamara Wallace with KFRM, 550 AM Radio, and I am with Jeff Albers. He's a board member in the northeast part of Kansas, and he's going to tell us about the summer listening tour event here in Waumego, Kansas. Jeff, tell us about the event and all the planning that you've had to do to get it to go for this year.
Well, this is my second year as a board member. I had a listening tour in our area last year at my farm, actually. And this is the second one I've been to. I really like it. You get together with area growers, kind of go over what's important to them and know what we need to work for through the year. Let's try to help them out and see what issues are most important to them through the year. So I know the staff puts a lot of work, and we thank the host tonight for putting us on and putting all this together. I know it takes a lot of work getting everything lined up, and we appreciate everybody that's help do it. So
tell us some of the major issues for the state of Kansas for the corn growers.
Well, probably the big one at the moment is trying to get the farm bill passed. I know that's a big one on everybody's mind. One's always one of my favorites is increasing ethanol demand, maybe get E15 year round or more, which would be great for everybody in my opinion. There's so many increasing exports. I mean, the list goes on and on. Keeping atrazine in our, I call it the toolbox, keeping it available to us, because if we lose atrazine, I think that'll be very hard for the agriculture community to overcome. So there's so many things that they're doing. They're always watching stuff, the Kansas Corn, our board and everybody keeping an eye on stuff for us. So it's good to have them at our disposal, looking out for us whenever we're busy in the field.
Tell us about the Kansas Corn Education, the STEM program.
This is really taking off. Our staff has done great with it. I think the last was over 104,000 students being reached by it. The people have done great, and I just love to see it getting more out to students, getting more back to the feel of where corn comes from and everything. So really excited about it. And if anybody's interested, reach out to our office and they can get the information if you don't have it at your school. So I know they'd be glad to work with everybody and get it in their school. So.
And just one final question, Jeff. Tell us about how to get involved with Kansas Corn, become a member, and how to find more information.
Go online would be the quick way, or find a local board member, or you could even Google the Kansas Corn office, a phone number if that works. I think there was a few issues with the signing up online. Hopefully we got that worked out, but just online or reach out to somebody you know, and we'll be more than happy to give you everything you need to know to get signed up and enjoy the benefits of Kansas Corn. So.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for taking the time to visit with me. And again, Jeff is a board member for the Northeast District for Kansas Corn. And we're here at the Summer Listening Tour here in Waumego, Kansas, with Kansas Corn. And I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.